You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. Production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm, of course, Sam the Faggot, and it is Sunday, March 28th, 2021. I hope you're all doing well and happy and safe. I'm a vaccinated faggot now. Can you believe that? I got my vaccination 2 days ago. And I had a little bit of a reaction to it, actually. I had the Johnson & Johnson one shot, and I got a little sick, actually, for a day or so. And I don't know. But, and you know, the funny thing is, I went out to breakfast, and I was talking to the waitress, and she said, "Oh my gosh, that Johnson & Johnson shot has talcum in it. It's going to give you cancer." And I said, well, I've already survived cancer, so I'm not scared that much about it. I almost died already, so, you know, you can't kill me. Anyway, a couple of things for the website. The Hierarchy Unequals bracelet is now back on sale. I figured out I have a new manufacturer and a new design for the bracelet, which I think is much nicer. And so it's on sale again. The orders that I've received will be shifted over to that bracelet, and everybody will be on the same page. I've been holding off on ordering them until I reach 50. Once I reach 50, I'm going to send off the first order because that saves shipping costs. So that's, I'm trying to keep the price as low as possible for people. So go to the Hierarchy store. It's officialhierarchy.com and buy yourself a bracelet, okay? And you'll be offering yourself, basically. You wear that and you'll be able to demonstrate your submission in public. Doesn't that sound good? Some alpha's going to see that on your wrist and go, this guy wants to get fucked. That's the idea anyway. So I wanted to share something before I get into what I wanted to talk about. I want to share this. I was just blown away by this question I received from a reader today. It happened today. And this letter is very special to me. You'll hear. I'm going to read it, okay? And you can just listen to the words of this faggot brother of mine, okay? He writes this. Hi, faggot brother. Sam, I finally gave in completely to my alpha top that I have been talking to for several months. He lives near me and wanted to put me in chastity and make me a faggot. I resisted a lot and never gave him or let him cage me because I had love having access to my dick. I finally gave in about 2 weeks ago and let him cage me. And yesterday, he put me on the bed and gave me a deep breathing. It has completely changed my life. In that moment when he was fucking me, I felt my mind opening up and everything became clear. I never understood chastity until this moment. I am so grateful for it. I have purpose now. By he used the word hiking, but it's not the word right. By hiding, I think, is my orgasm. I'm broadening his horizon and allowing him to be the alpha he needs to be. I cried afterward and was so moved emotionally, I can't describe what happened exactly. He held me all night, and we are a pair now. Is it normal that I cried? I've never been an emotional person like that, but I felt so happy and feminine and beautiful, I can't describe it. I am a different person now. Thank you for this podcast. Thank you for making me understand. Now, I was just very touched by this. Clearly, this faggot brother, who I don't have his name, at least not yet, he was cunted, essentially. As I've talked about on the podcast a couple of times, cunting often results in severe emotional swings like this, where it puts you in touch with aspects of your psyche, you know, that you are unaware of, and you experience like deeply held emotions that, you know, that are just down in your core, that come bursting out like an oil well that's been, you know, popped open, you know. So this is what happened. He was cunted. He didn't really, I don't know, he's obviously read the website and listened to the podcast. He should have known that it was cunting that happened to him, but it's amazing to see this and get to hear about it. I guess I share this because I want you to know, and all the faggots out there, I want you to know that this kind of thing can happen to you if you just submit. That's all that needs to happen. If you just submit and let an alpha take control and put you to work or use you in some way, these kinds of experiences can happen for you. You just have to let go. There's so many faggots that are hiding behind their computer screens and their phones, and they're goofing around online. But actually submitting to a man in real life is the ultimate fulfillment of a faggot's life. And submitting yourself to the guidance and control of an alpha male can result in this. Now, I don't know who this alpha is, but he sounds fucking amazing. And I hope that I get to talk to him at some point, because he clearly understands how to groom a faggot, how to fuck a faggot properly, and he knows about aftercare. I mean, he's the real deal. This is the kind of stuff that Master Nick, particularly Master Nick and Master Jin, specialize in, and I just love hearing stories like this. You know, genuinely grateful. That's the thing. Like when you're a faggot and you find an alpha to serve, who does this for you, who does this to you, you are so grateful to be in his presence, to be in his shelter, let's say, you know, and in his care. You're just so, so grateful. And that's, gratitude is the thing that just isn't between every word of this message that this brother sent to me. So my heart swells up too when I read this. So I wanted to share it with you guys. and just tell you that it can happen for you too. All right. Now, what I wanted to talk about today, I think, is the use of the word it in reference to faggots. I think that the use of the word it is almost as controversial as the use of the word faggot. I've talked to, actually, some alphas even have expressed their distaste for calling a faggot it. I have kind of waffled around about it because as a writer, okay, let's say if I'm writing up experiences or whatever of this nature, alpha and faggot, the word it helps me distinguish between the man and the faggot, you know, when they're both talking. So that from an English perspective, it helps me to distinguish between the owner and the object, you know. As a faggot, from my personal experience, I have been treated like an it by certain alphas in the past, and I've been treated as something more than just an it, you know, something special by other alphas. And so I've kind of experienced both sides of that, and there is definitely something hot about an alpha referring to you as a faggot as it. It turns me on when I see an alpha writing or talking about faggots as its, you know, as, you know, I fucked it, or it sucked my cock, or something like that, you know. There's something very hot about that. It comes back to the same reason why faggots love to be called faggot. And the two terms, it and faggot, are very related to each other in this respect, that faggots love to be degraded, love to be humiliated, love to be treated like an object, you know. So that's why I use it. And I do sometimes, and I will admit to this, okay, I sometimes use the word it as, for shock value. You know, let's say if I'm writing a Twitter post or something, I'll use the word it as kind of a zinger, a little bit of a zinger to kind of get the person's attention and have them go, oh, wait a minute, it, you know. Because it is sort of a taboo-ish type of word to use in reference to a human being, you know. When white people own black people in America, you know, black people were considered property, and they were not really referred to as he, she. They were referred to as it, you know, them, it, them. Depersonalizing them, dehumanizing them. And given the fact that faggots are essentially slaves to men, the same dichotomy exists there. Just like whites owning blacks back in the day, you know. So there is some justification for the use of the word it. And there's some usefulness for it. I do believe that it is a reinforcing word, just like faggot is a reinforcing word. So that's where I kind of stand on that. I get feedback sometimes from people who say, well, you shouldn't call faggots it, you know. Or, I'm not an it, why are you calling me an it, or something? Well, this is why. because I have two reasons. One, I do think that it is an effective way to describe a faggot, and separate it from men. And also, to describe that overarching relationship. So that's kind of where I stand on that. And I mean, I don't know how much of a podcast topic that is, but I kind of really wanted to talk about it a little bit because I do think that it's something that you see on my website quite a bit and in most of my writings. So, and I'm probably going to try to incorporate it more on the website, to be honest with you. So, yeah. So, I don't know what, I would be curious to hear what you guys think about the use of the word it in reference to faggots. Both alpha and faggot perspectives, I would be interested in hearing the difference there. So if you guys have any feedback, of course, you can write to me at fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com or on Twitter, which is Hierarchy Pcast, is the main one for this podcast, of course. And I have a Fags Worship Alphas Twitter account as well. So, yeah. Feedback. Give me some feedback. So, that's all I've really got for today. I'm preparing to possibly move. So, things are going to be a little crazy again. I really have not had, like, I need a vacation, you know? So, I'm going to be a little spotty here over the next few days, possibly. So, be patient. So, anyway, buy the bracelet. We got the bracelet coming in, and that's ready to go. So, go to officialhierarchy.com and pick up one of those bracelets. Because I don't know if I'm going to keep doing... I don't know what I'm going to do with the bracelets. We're going to see how it works out first. I've already had a couple of situations with a couple of quote-unquote customers, so I'm not sure how much trouble I want in my life, but whatever. We're going to give this a shot and see how it works out. And, of course, feedback on that is appreciated as well, so... anyway, I'm going to let you go. I hope you have a great rest of your Sunday, and I hope you are stay safe and get your vaccination, and I will talk to you soon, okay? I love you. Bye!